Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with this week's podcast, and both Chuck and I are happy to be back in the USA after a fun and fruitful trip to the 2013 International Federation of Agricultural Journalists Congress in Argentina. One of the great things about IFAJ is the professional improvement the organization offers for up-and-coming ag journalists all over the world. For example, Alltech sponsors a Young Leader Award program that offers an intensive journalistic boot camp-style workshop for 10 promising new journalists from 10 different countries. And this is the eighth year that Alltech has sponsored that program. In addition, DuPont Pioneer sponsors the Masterclass. That's for journalists from emerging nations. I spoke with DuPont Media Relations Specialist Jane Slusark about that important program. All right, Jane, we're here at the 2013 International Federation of Agricultural Journalists Congress in Argentina. We thank DuPont Pioneer for their sponsorship of this. They've sponsored our IFAJ trip every year for like the last 6 or 7 years, and we're very grateful because this is a great event for us to be at and to see agriculture in so many other countries. So first of all, Jane, you took part in the masterclass just before the Congress. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the masterclass is designed to bring in journalists from developing countries. They may not have guilds in their countries to organize and to have conferences and accessibility to IFAJ. So through a process, we've selected 10 journalists from Latin American countries this year to come in and take part in some professional development opportunities, to interact with journalists from other parts of the world as well, and share their realities reporting on agriculture in their home countries, and then also participate in a news conference with DuPont Pioneer this year focused on sustainability and climate change.
And so how did it go? Is this your first time doing that?
It was my first time participating in a masterclass. It was fascinating to hear the different challenges and opportunities each of the journalists have in their home countries, and especially in Latin America, where you see such a growth opportunity for agriculture and so much growth happening today in that space. So it was wonderful to hear from all of them and also share a little bit of our work in climate change and sustainability around new drought-tolerant products, some climate modeling, and overall it was a great experience.
How big of a market is Latin America, South America for DuPont Pioneer?
Well, Latin America is our fastest-growing markets for the company. We operate in more than 90 countries around the world, but Latin America is unique in its arable land that's still available for production, the acceptance of technology by governments in the area, as well as the opportunity to bring productivity on each acre. So it's a huge opportunity, and it's one that we've been executing on aggressively for the last couple of years.
Well, it's been, I know we've been together on a lot of the events so far. One of them, we sat at the table on precision farming during this dinner where we had different tables of different themed tables. What did you think about what you learned there?
I think precision farming was interesting because it is getting so much adoption, and I wasn't aware of the adoption outside of the United States. I think we think a lot of the U.S. of being the leader in precision agriculture, but it's interesting to see how it is being implemented in South America as well, although we're at different places in that implementation. You know, Pioneer's been doing mapping of farmers' fields for more than 10 years. This year they rolled out Field 360, which is a series of software and platforms and apps for farmers to use, and we recently rolled out a market tool as well. So I think it was interesting to see where we're seeing implementation in other parts of the world, so how we can apply what we've introduced in the United States to new markets as well.
Yeah, it does seem like they're lagging behind the United States. They seem to be just adopting the GPS and auto steer type stuff, and because of the, it seems like they don't have as much internet access here, especially out in the country for sure, and they may have to move a little bit to get to where we are in the United States.
Yeah, I think that there's opportunity definitely for growth and expansion. It is understandable that it is starting a lot in the United States, just when you think about where the equipment manufacturers are based, as well as where a lot of the seed companies and tech providers are based that are starting to have the money available to make investments in these kind of services. So I think as that grows in the United States and goes into these new markets, you'll see further expansion of it. But there's so much acceptance of technology and desire to have the newest and latest techniques on their farm. I have no doubt that it will be accepted and gain momentum here.
We went on the grains tour yesterday. We saw a no-till farm. We went to a fertilizer facility, and we also went to the terminal and learned especially a lot about their soy complex. What were your impressions of the grains tour?
I thought it was fitting that we had a no-till farm be featured on the grains tour when we talk about sustainability, particularly in Latin America. A lot of it is around their ability to adopt no-till farming based on their soil types, based on their climate, as well as a desire to be sustainable, and kind of a recent emergence of agriculture here has allowed them to really start off on a positive foot with their tillage practices. So I think that was interesting to see that. You don't often see that in the United States in practice. So for me, it was incredibly educational. We did learn a lot about soy. I was hoping to learn a little bit more about their corn market because we actually don't sell soy in Argentina. We're solely in the corn market in Argentina. But overall, it just showed their incredible capacity and how much room there is for growth in this country. And I think it's exciting to come back in 5 or 10 years and see how that's grown even more.
Now, you have an executive from DuPont Pioneer speaking to the group. Tell us about that.
So Juan Vaquer will be speaking this afternoon. He is the leader of DuPont Argentina. So he actually oversees all of the business units for DuPont that are based in Argentina. So he'll be able to talk not only from a Pioneer perspective, but from of our other companies that have large presences in the country, including DuPont Crop Protection. He plans on discussing the overall challenge that we have and the importance of Latin America in solving that challenge. He is from Argentina, got his education in Buenos Aires, so he'll give a great perspective locally of how agriculture has changed over the years and really be able to talk from a personal place since he's grown up and seen the evolution in the country.
How have you felt about being able to just interact with people from so many different countries here?
It's been amazing how we're structured at Pioneer. Is we have a lot of regional communications people, so often those are the ones dealing with journalists from other countries. Occasionally we do get a foreign journalist visit our campus at DuPont Pioneer in Johnston, which is always a great opportunity. But it's nice to see that firsthand and see where there may be opportunities for collaboration moving forward. I think interacting with South Africa after Pioneer just acquired Panar Seed in South Africa, you know, interacting with all these markets that are huge growth opportunities for us and that I talk about to U.S. media, it's nice to actually have those conversations with people who are on the ground in those countries and can react real time. So it's been an amazing educational experience and hopefully networking experience for future stories.
Anything else you'd like to add, Jane?
I just look forward to the rest of today, the rest of the program. I think this represents an important opportunity to come together and collaborate as agricultural journalists. We're on the front lines with farmers, and I think more and more mainstream media is looking to ag media, to what the stories are in the industry, as well as what the future innovations may be in the industry. And more importantly, ag trade journalists are going to have the farmers' interest in mind first. So I think anything we can do to promote agriculture, the importance of it, the innovation involved in it, and the need for it is going to be better for farmers. So I'm just excited to have had this opportunity and see if I can get here next year and the year after that to build on those relationships.
All right. Thank you very much, Jane.
And that's our Zimcast for this week, sponsored by our friends with Growmark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.